AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is pushing NATO to help the U.S. acquire Greenland.
On social media, the president writes, "Anything less than having the territory of NATO ally Denmark in U.S. hands is unacceptable." He has not ruled out seizing the Arctic island by force. Greenland's prime minister said yesterday, if the island has to pick between Denmark and the U.S., it chooses Denmark. The president's reaction?
That's their problem. I disagree with him. I don't know who he is. Don't know anything about him, but that's going to be a big problem for him.
His post came hours before Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio were to meet with the top diplomats from both Greenland and Denmark. In Greenland's capital, student Nuka Mikkelsen says she hopes they send the president a message.
That he has to back off, that he can't just get everything he wants.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A U.S. official says some personnel at Qatar's Al Udeid, a key U.S. military base, have been advised to evacuate by this evening. The decision came as a senior official in Iran brought up an earlier Iranian attack there. It comes as anti-government protests in Iran continue. Trump has said that he is willing to conduct military operations in the country if the government continues to retaliate against the protesters. Earlier this week in a social media post, Trump said he would impose a 25% tax on imports to the U.S. from countries that do business with Iran. Wall Street is drifting lower again following mixed profit reports from several big banks. The Trump administration says multiple Americans who were detained in Venezuela have been released. A person familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity said four Americans were released as a group yesterday and one was quietly released Monday. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on what Americans think about President Trump's intervention in Venezuela.
A new poll shows most Americans believe President Donald Trump has gone too far in using the U.S. military to intervene in other countries. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds 56% of Americans say Trump has overstepped in using the military for foreign intervention, and most Americans continue to disapprove of how the Republican president is handling foreign policy. The poll also shows Americans overwhelmingly do not want the U.S. to take a more active role in solving the world's problems. Only about 2 in 10 American adults say the U.S. should take a more active role in solving global issues, including just 1 in 10 Republicans. I'm Julie Walker.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.